Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Hey everybody, it's Scrappable here. I want to remind you to please join my show over at Egg Radio Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 7 days a week for welcome provocative guests talking about subjects ranging in scope from products to include CBD, non-CBD, earth-derived clays, herbs, tinctures, all crafted foods, including water. Please join me each and every day. Bye-bye for now.
Hey everybody, and thanks for joining us at the show today. Grandpa Bill here. I want to talk to you about goji berries. And how many studies show that goji berries are amongst the most nutritious foods on the planet. Numerous studies have confirmed that goji berries are loaded with a remarkably diverse group of amino acids, essential fatty acids, and beneficial phytonutrients. In fact, their findings suggested goji berries could be one of the most nutritionally rich foods on the planet. When you go to basales.vpweb.com through our direct to the manufacturer program by participating in the Health Ranger Select Organic Goji Berries through the link to do so, you will get one of the world's most nutritious berries. But you will also get one of the cleanest organic goji berries in the market. Our premium goji berries are carefully sourced from trusted suppliers in the pristine Tibetan Plateau areas and undergo a natural drying process to preserve their natural taste and nutrient content. This means they contain absolutely no preservatives or artificial flavoring. The Health Ranger Select Organic Goji Berries are also non-GMO, vegan, and certified organic. You can trust that our premium goji berries are meticulously lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology, and supplies are strictly limited, so get them now while supplies last. Stock up on organic goji berries now by going to bhsales.vpweb.com and following the links from the direct to the manufacturing page appropriate to the Health Ranger. Not only enjoy the savings there, you qualify for BA Sales 5025 virtual vouchers and our deeper still customer rewards and incentive package and programs offered through our a la carte program, which are, of course, an extension of our wholesale club at CTFO. Let's take a little deeper look at what goji berries are. And what are goji berries? Goji berries are the small red berries that come from the Licinium barbarum plant, an evergreen shrub that actually grows in China, Mongolia, and in the Himalayan mountains of Tibet. It's a member of the Solanaceae family, goji berries, are closely related to tomatoes, peppers, potatoes, and eggplants. Commonly known as red diamonds or wolf berries, these amazing berries are among the most nutritious and delicious superfoods on the planet. Their signature bright red hue is an indicator of the wealth of antioxidants that they contain. Besides antioxidants, goji berries also contain plenty of fiber, protein, calcium, phosphorus, and many other vitamins and minerals. Often considered a longevity food, goji berries have been used in traditional Chinese medicine, TCM, for over 2,000 years. Their remarkable health benefits were even mentioned in the classic herbal text, Shen Nong Ben Keo Jing, which is the oldest book on Chinese herbs in existence. Some people even consider goji berries to be one of the most potent herbs in TCM. With Health Ranger Select Organic Goji Berries, you get one of the cleanest, lab-verified organic goji berry products on the market. Try one of the world's most nutritious superfoods. Goji berries are incredibly rich in antioxidants. Like many other brilliantly colored berries, goji berries are packed with antioxidant polyphenols like caffeic acid, cumaric acid, lutein, scopolamine, and ferrotyramine. Goji berries can also support your body's natural production of antioxidants, such as glutathione. Remember glutathione from the Celluvii CTFO product we'll talk about a little bit later. And the antioxidant enzyme superoxide dismutase, or SOD. Some other powerful antioxidants present in goji berries include zeaxanthin, beta-carotene, quercetin, camphorol, and the unique lysine barbarin polysaccharide LBP. LBP has a similar chemical structure to certain immune-supporting compounds in maitake mushrooms. It's actually also found in echinacea. Together, all these potent antioxidants can protect your body from harmful free radicals as well as promote healthy immune function. Furthermore, when it comes to scavenging harmful free radicals, few fruits can rival the efficacy of goji berries. This superfruit is especially renowned for its oxygen radical absorbance capacity, or ORAC, which is amongst the highest of all foods. The abundance of antioxidants in goji berries is the main reason why they're often used in superfood blends, antioxidant-boosting supplements, and even beauty products. As a potent source of antioxidants, goji berries can help protect your body from oxidative stress and support your overall health. Plus, they are super delicious, make for a great power snack. Goji berries boast an impressive nutritional profile, which we'll talk about at the next commercial break. Let's get back to the show with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Thanks for joining us.
Today, and as you all know, I pretty much do my own sponsorship for obvious reasons, like the non-gifted plate and so forth. We don't bother auditioning or whatever. So, what I need to do is call up a pre-recorded Bill Swenson Jones from a little bit earlier today. Jim Roy Willing, The Creek Don't Rise, and all four of my favorite things. I And then, of course, they start with us, and we're off to see the wizard. Don't look behind us. Pay no attention to that. I'm buying time in the studio. Okay? Ready? We should be set to go.
My daughter-in-law's birthday today. Happy birthday, Eve. At the time of this taping, I don't know, what time is it? 5:35 Eastern Standard Time. Welcome, one and all. Those of you that come through here with any degree of regularity now, many of you do, thank you. This is where I start my days, for each and every one. Where I have coffee with Grandpa. Welcome. Sometimes I'm in the warehouse with Grandpa, my Grandpa Bull's Grunts and Groans. This is actually my audio video podcast, which will be changing soon. With guest and co-host Michael Kim from Vitality Herbs and Clay. This is where I talk about subjects that I'll be talking about my three respective podcast radio shows, the Holistic Healing Hour, Anchor Radio, the Kennel Kelp Holistic Healthcare Products, CTFO, business opportunities and health-related topics there, opportunities, wholesale shopping club. Then, of course, my Blood Talk radio show, which we're working on making more animal-centric there with fine products applicable, CBD and non-CBD across the board. Going to be talking a lot more about hemp, not only in its medicinal value and purpose, which is key, but a lot about what it can do for the trades, building trades, housing, clothing, shoe industry. Going to be talking a lot about that moving forward. Morning, coffee, grab. By Monday next, at the time of this taping, not sure if I'll have it in my hands that rapidly, but I'm sure. Precipitated on tomorrow's momentum meeting, for those of you that are here via the invitation for the CTFO momentum meeting, I hope you all there tomorrow. It's open to the public. The link is in the description of the show. That will be self-explanatory to the who, what, why, where, and how of what we're doing at CTFO, where we are, who we are, how financially solvent we are, what we've already established. Goes to the theme of talking about the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future. All subjects I've been talking about, not in the only in the close of 2020, but all year long. Yeah, with eating and the do's, the don'ts. Western medicine versus Eastern medicine, all the subjects that will be at hand. So today, I'm warming up with odium versus hatred. Where we are in the so-called society with that. We're not going to do platforms for pink arenas and whatever. We do it from the aspect of framing what not to do if you want to maintain mental health and truly get in touch with the heart-brain connection. It's time to move on without insulting any faction of the audience. That's why I work so diligently, tenuously, whatever, to form three separate platformed shells. That should be no great surprise as to what you will hear there of your own volition, if indeed you decide to go there. While this being the gateway, the passageway, the glossary, the index, your term. So I incorporate a little bit of all of those subject matters here to hopefully allow the roadmap for faction A to go accordingly, B and C. But also when you get to said shows, each and every day as I do these, you'll probably hear what will be an audio of these videos at all three platforms, thus the universality of what they all entail. It's quite simple when kept that way. It's just about health, getting healthy, staying healthy in a whole different approach to what we've been trained. And led to believe and so forth, which is where we are now for a lot of reasons. 2020 is in the past. We can choose to live in the past or move forward. We try to learn lessons from the past. That's what we've always tried to promote in 40 years of me doing this in the health genre alone, last 25 of which as a sole proprietor out of my house, as an independent when I left the corporate world in 1995. This isn't my first day in the park with a home-based business of any stature, to include CTFO, QVC, ABC, LMNOP, all these letters. It's another subject that we're going to talk about moving forward. CTFO is changing the future outcome, which is exactly what it does, and it's going to continue to do. Y'all will find that out tomorrow. That'll be there to hear it for yourselves. That will facilitate moving forward Monday next on who's in, who's out, who wants to be in, who's definitely never going to resonate with the subject matter or whatever, which is fine. That goes to my alignable people that are invited here. Welcome and good morning. Would be the same for you folks as you run your butcher, baker, and candlestick maker shops accordingly. As we've talked about, not only at the newsletters that I've authored there at Alignable Marketing, I'm honing in on that audience as well for those that it resonates with. And there's complete, like any arena, those that it will never. What we will always do is odium versus hatred. Neither of the two will exist in our platforms. It's counterintuitive to what we're professing. Medicines for the mind, the body, and the soul. So you'll hear me talk at the Healing Hour show a little bit later today, this audio, and the faction of this audio that resonates with that audience, hopefully, that attend that show, hopefully. Thank you. It's increasing. Thank you very much. We're doing pretty well, and it's certainly not me as the face or the beautiful star or the wordsmith. I'm simply the same thing I've always done in my entire professional life and since I was a kid at a very young age, getting enlightened with this gift of being an empath, but also how that can be a heavy cross to bear. I talk a lot about that moving forward and well too at the Holistic Healing Show. So we'll talk about water. That's the history of water, everything about water in subsequent shows moving forward. That would be the platform that Michael King will be helping me out on periodically, sporadically, guest host, guest contributor, all these adjectives. You pick them. Between he and I, industry experience alone, as two old creaky bone codgers approaching 100 years. His life story is amazing. How he started the company. If you care and know those things, that would be the show to find those out. So this is a glossary, an index, a parlor, where we collect our thoughts, where we say, hey, how you doing? Joey, friends, because we are all friends. Other things I'll be talking about at the selected shows today moving forward. I continue to talk about the LED mouthpiece program, America's Nurse, Trina Felber. I don't have the brand new portable LED model, which is one of its greatest attributes. Now you no longer have to plug this unit into either the PC or your phones, which I've done many times. There's product videos of me. This is what I do for dental care since she released the product. I've dealt with America's Nurse, Trina Felber, Primal Life Organics, since she literally was driving in her car from day one, starting clean. From Life Organics, true story, she's been on the show, archives. We'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about her skin care products for a number of reasons. Number one, the first ingredient is food for the skin, which makes sense. Skin is the largest organ of the body. If you're going to feed your body food, why would you want to feed your skin the same thing? We'll talk about that later. We've already talked about that. Water is a first ingredient in any makeup creams, and the big boys, all of them, L'Oreal, all of them, Dior, take your pick, all MLMs, including ours, have water as the first ingredients. The difference with ours, which is better than tap water, is it's purified water. The second better thing with CTFO is the essential oil ingredients that are second, third, and fourth. So understand the analogies, but understand the differentiation. Thus is why I offer a la carte shopping. There's choices no matter who's supplying what in both worlds, in both entities. Another philosophy that we're going to get by, regardless of who takes it out of sorts or whatever, corporate is corporate, reality is reality. No one is all-encompassing, and no one services all. And none of these products cure anything yet. Mine, yours, ours, theirs, your butcher shop, your baker shop, your candlestick maker shop. Community, this can be done. It has to be done a certain approach. It has to take like minds. That's why such as the Water Consciousness Movement, I don't even know how many thousands of people we have there alone. That's a start. That's a faction of the plug-in that I've often talked about for years. Of holistic apothecary medicine is a huge jigsaw puzzle with many intricate parts. There are many companion products. They are not competitive products. I've allowed that forever. I've shown you, I've documented proof. I show you how they work synergistically, symmetrically together. They're your option via the a la carte program to accentuate the wholesale pricing that you can have via CTFO. As a shopper, as a business entrepreneur, turnkey business opportunity, where when and if applicable. We'll hear a lot about those elements at the CTFO business show. Again, this being the index, glossary, directory board, or whatever. So you'll hear this video as an audio there too. Channeling in on the three stations where appropriate. Last but not least, as we formulate on the backside of the Momentum meeting tomorrow, when we all have more information, myself included, on the coffee procedure, the CBG, the fourth surprise that's going to be announced, which will make four elements of our sampling program, which is going to be revolutionary in our audience. It's a mindset on how to change traditional medicine. You will be hearing me talk a real lot about Dustin Sulak. You already have the innovator, world-renowned on cannabis, medical cannabis, CBD, what it does, what's good, where it's going, training traditional Western practitioners online. I just completed his online certification course. I'm now certified. I believe that if I'm going to continue to allow something I've known, done, imbibed, practiced, sold, at success ratios with animals, people, myself, my own family, all documented, all guaranteed, all testimonial, it's time to move on. The visual resumes, buyer being damned. I mean, check it out. It's all transparent. We hide nothing. If you edify yourself and take the time to just edify what it is, what you interpret it to be, that's when you find out what they're not, what we are, and you simply decide accordingly what's best for you, your family, your pets, what you're paying for, whatever you're paying for in so-called efficacious medicines. What's your assessment on them in the shelter of your own house, on nature trail, driving your car, going to work if you have a job, whatever. What did you spend last year on medications alone, yourself, your family, your pets? Are you pleased? Are you happy?
Would you rate those efficacious? Do you think you got banned from the block? Are you happy with your practice or no? Are you happy with what you've done? Where were you 5 years ago? Where are you today? Where will you be in 5 years from now? Is the old pattern? Are you stagnating? Are you mired in odium versus hatred? We'll take a look. We'll also talk about tourmaline spring water. At the holistic healing hour, which underlying theme is about water, the history of water, everything about water. There'll be more subjects extrapolated on that moving forward. Over at the holistic healing hour, I'll be talking a lot more about local roots, revisiting my heritage in Harrison, Maine. My friends of Harrison, Maine, who have also been invited to, whether you're here to do so yet. You'll be hearing a lot more about me here and there, revisiting my history, founding members, family faction of Harrison, Maine. My mother was born there, my sister was born here. I have a history there, love it there. I'm going to talk a lot about Crystal Lake, Wrong Lake, the water bodies, Maine. We're going to do this differently. We're going to do it intuitively. We're going to do it with like-minded individuals. We're going to do it the right way, healthfully. And show you how, if it comes from the earth, as opposed to ground up at a bench, common sense and logic would probably determine why whatever you're doing, if it's under that premise, is why it's totally inefficacious. It doesn't work. And you've been malaligned on what it supposedly is supposed to do for a really, really long time. So truth in lending, odium versus hatred, we're going to clear that out, but we're going to do it peacefully, logically, calmly. We're going to talk a lot about breathing, a lot about meditation, self-improvised through an old man, geriatrics, workout for geriatrics, a whole program for geriatrics, and soon with fellow geriatric and friend Michael Kim from Vitality Roads and Clay at the Holistic Healing Hour. And we'll have many exciting topics and hopefully new team members Monday next. I'll be talking a lot about the LEED marketing system there. As of today, when I do another 20, when I get back to doing that, when I come back from my ISO lab private sector job, I will have done 100 this week presentations out there inviting those 100 people and many, many more to tomorrow's event. How it all formulates, keep in mind, if it's too short, you're just finding out, it's some, even after the fact, they will recap this and replay it. If you can be there live at the Momentum 2021 meeting tomorrow, 16, I would highly advise you doing so. There'll be a big announcement on the sale of Primal Life Organics on the new LED model on Sunday at 50% off. I'm going to talk a lot about stock investments, talking about Primal Life, which I did for my granddaughter. It's a company in the wave of the future, tourmaline spring. All of these companies that will grow and survive in the worldwide arena to include CTFO through its financial solvency, its distribution center in Canada, the Netherlands, plans to do so in the Far East, its representation already in 25 international countries and counting, many factions of successful entrepreneurs within the 25 countries domestically and around the world, working this program to whatever degree as a turnkey business and or enjoying the free website and referral system that you can work and get wholesale shopping pricing anytime, anywhere, and never even have to exchange a credit card and do it from that aspect. All clearly defined there and at the three shows, and never forget about the animals and what's good for them. We'll be talking a lot more about animal health, which will probably be more of my point, counterpoint faction when we get Michael Kim on the show. I'll be talking a lot more about my former life and sea vegetation, kelp, and the nutritive value for animals and their people, plants, and the planet, and how good it is for soils and soil management. going to have a lot of provocative guests talking about all of the aforementioned. So it's time to do it sensibly, logically. Those that want to ride the train with us, we welcome you. Those that don't, we bid you good day, good luck, and please, please go elsewhere. You've been informed as to what we're going to talk about, how we're going to do it, and looking for the engineers that want to do it with us. Love you all. We'll see you in a short while. Bye-bye for now.
Okay, folks, that was earlier from my podcast show, Dance of Bills, Dunks and Jones. Well, indeed, in this episode, now let's get back to the show. Working up on the host and moderator.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the show where we're talking about natural medicines as always, but these are going to be kind of the precursors of setting the formats for the general themes that we'll be talking about here at the Holistic Healing Hour, specifically embraced around when Michael King from Vitality Herbs and Clay comes onto my show as a contributing host, as we are formulating that as of this taping on the 15th as to our scheduling. So one of the aspects that I definitely want Michael to address when he gets here to do so, I'm going to do right now. Michael's partner in life and business partner, Barbara Gorrell, as I understand it, wields a pretty mean spoon. And most assuredly knows a lot about recipes. So over at Vitality Herbs and Clay, one of the many things that they also feature are some of Barbara's fine dishes. I'm going to talk about one of them right now. It's a spicy bean dish, and what you would need is 1 pound of organic dry beans, pinto, black, navy, kidney, or whatever you prefer, 1/4 cup of whey from an organic pasteurized raised cows, if available, or lemon juice, and or, stay tuned, caveat to this, and I'll get back to you on that, I'm going to try this out with some whey protein, be it Michael Adams, or our cell UV at CTFO. So a little footnote there. I'll keep you updated here as that develops with my own improvisation as I'm revisiting getting back to a series of my cooking in the kitchen with Grandpa to fit in with my three platforms of podcast shows, my blog, my vlog, and after tomorrow's momentum meeting for CTFO. Ooh, boy. We're all going to be really busy with the release of the CBDA coffee and CBG and some really big announcements there. But to stay here with the spicy bean dish recipe, you would also need 1 3-inch piece of kombu, 2 tablespoons of dry celery or parsley leaves, pardon me, a tablespoon of garlic powder, 1/2 to 1 teaspoon of cumin powder, depending on taste, 1 tablespoon of onion powder, 1 to 2 teaspoons of smoked paprika, depending on taste, and 1 to 2 teaspoons of smoked chipotle powder, depending on taste, Himalayan salt to taste, and water, preferably tourmaline spring. Put beans in a large pot and cover them with water by 2 inches, preferably tourmaline spring. Stir in the whey and or lemon juice, cover and leave in a warm place 12 to 36 hours. Longer soaking removes additional phytic acid from the beans. Drain and rinse the beans. Return the beans to the pot. Cover with water by at least 2 inches. add the kombu, celery or parsley leaves, garlic powder, onion powder, cumin, and salt. Bring to a boil over medium-high heat. Reduce the heat and simmer for 2 to 4 hours, depending on the type of beans you are cooking. Some beans take longer to cook than others. Stir and taste frequently, adjusting seasoning if necessary, and when cooking is complete, remove the kombu. Freeze in smaller portions for a quick meal. Broth can be used as a gravy for potatoes, rice, or pasta. Kombu is a seaweed that Grandpa Bill also represents in my capacity as an independent ingredient broker. It's a seaweed that imparts a boatload of minerals and flavor into the cooking liquid, along with beneficial enzymes that help break down the sugars of the bean. Thus is why when Michael gets here, who's imbibed, of course, of Barbara's cooking recipes and can purport to this, I'm a huge bean fan. It's one of my favorite culinary things when I get going in the kitchen. So I'm intrigued to institute this myself and exchange that little anecdote and pleasantries with Barbara as well via Michael. We'll be talking about other recipes here that are avowed at the Vitality Herbs and Clay website directly, to include roasted potatoes with garlic and rosemary, potato kegel, blueberry oatmeal, and maybe Michael can exchange some personal favorites or whatever. We'll peel back the cover. Maybe there's some that we don't even know about yet. We'll make it interesting and provocative and talk about food storage as storable food has, past tense, been important. Moving forward, we should all put our thinking caps on and intensifying that direction, and with Michael, his fine products, and the Michael's plural as far as that goes, the Health Ranger as well, and the main proprietors that I promote here in Maine, cross-promoting. We'll have some good stuff for you, and we'll talk more about the truth of how to build physical health. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Let's take a break and talk about the cleanest water on the planet. Tourmaline Spring. We'll be right back. Hey folks, let's get back to talking about goji berries. Goji berries boast an impressive nutritional profile, low in fat and high in nutrients. Actually low in fat and calories and high in nutrients. Goji berries are more than just a delicious snack. This super fruit is loaded with essential vitamins and minerals that your body needs. Goji berries contain 18 amino acids, including the 9 essential ones. Goji berries contain 21 trace minerals, including iron, copper, selenium, zinc, germanium, and many more. Goji berries have more protein than whole wheat. Goji berries have nearly 10 times more protein than blueberries or raspberries. Goji berries contain up to 500 times more vitamin C than oranges. And goji berries are packed with vitamins A, B1, B2, B6, C, and E. That's a combination which is extremely rare in fruit. That's another point we'll talk about with Michael King, as he has some interesting philosophies and experiences on keeping fruits to a minimum overall in a diet. Goji berries deliver at least 5 different carotenoids, including beta-carotene, zeaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, and cryptoxanthin. Goji berries contain more beta-carotene than carrots. goji berries offer more iron than soybeans and spinach, and goji berries contain numerous plant-based nutrients with many health benefits, such as beta-cystolol, betaine, or betaine, polysaccharides, and polyphenolic antioxidants. They also contain L-arginine and L-glutamine, which supports healthy growth and development. Goji berries provide 6 essential fatty acids. A 100-gram serving of dried goji berries can provide approximately 13 grams of dietary fiber, which is 52% of the daily required value, 14.26 grams of protein, 3.49k of calorie of energy, 349, 77.06 grams of carbohydrates, which is 59% of the daily value, 190 milligrams of calcium, 19% of the required daily value, 6.8 milligrams of iron, 85% of the daily value, 26,822 IUs of vitamin A, and 48.4 milligrams of vitamin C, which is 64% of the daily value. In another show, and archivally I've done so, we'll talk about vitamin C in a different form. Increase your nutrient intake with goji berries. The health benefits of goji berries: they support healthy eye function. Organic goji berries are an excellent source of zeaxanthin and carotenoids, both of which are known to support healthy vision. Goji berries also contain more beta carotenes, a dietary carotenoid, than carrots. In fact, they contain one of the highest concentrations of beta carotene in any edible plant. They promote a healthy cardiovascular system. The high concentration of antioxidants in goji berries may help protect your heart from the harmful effects of oxidative stress and promote optimal cardiovascular health. Goji berries are also known to support healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels that are already within the normal range. Push away the chip and the dip. Reach for some goji berries. It's also changing a mindset. You have to condition your brain and train your brain, especially if you've had the bad eating habits for so many years. Michael is a voice of authority king. He'll tell you about his childhood maladies, and thus is why up until he got into adulthood and was fed up with traditional ways of so-called being treated and diets and discovering what was ongoing with himself and his parents through heredity and blah 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 blah. Thus is why he started his own company and has been successful ever since. And many people, to include myself. Goji berries, they support healthy immune function. Since they're naturally high in antioxidants, goji berries provide excellent immune support, and they can help your body fend off external threats. External threats, as in toxins. Of course, toxins being multi-definitional in the English language, for as long as it stays structured as such, the English language. To fend off external threats, these goji berries are also rich in polysaccharides and vitamins A and C, all of which further help maintain a healthy immune system. They promote healthy cognitive function. According to research, goji berries can provide excellent nutritional support to help maintain healthy brain function already within the normal range. The antioxidants in goji berries can help protect your brain from damage caused by free radicals. They support healthy kidney and liver functions. In TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, goji berries are used alongside other herbs like licorice, Ganoderma, Gynostemna, and Pentaphylla to support healthy liver and kidney functions. These berries are believed to restore strength and vitality throughout the body. This is also why many Asian cultures often add goji berries to medicinal soups and porridge dishes. They support your body's natural ability to eliminate toxic elements. Goji berries contain at least 4 beneficial polysaccharides that help support your body's natural ability to flush out toxic elements. The regular consumption of goji berries can also keep your body nourished and refreshed. Help maintain healthy, radiant skin. Goji berries are loaded with vitamin C, beta-carotenoid, and beta-carotene, and other antioxidants that support healthy, glowing skin and help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Goji berries also provide an abundance of nutrients that can help nourish your skin, a la America's Nurse Feed Food for the Skin, Trina Felber. Thus is why a food ingredient should be the first ingredient in any topical that we put on our skin. Goji berries can support sensible weight management plans. Highly nutritious and low in fat and calories, goji berries are an excellent addition to a reasonable weight management plan, especially when accompanied by a healthy diet and proper exercise, which we'll also talk about at this show moving forward. They also have a low glycemic index. Additionally, goji berries are naturally rich in fiber, which can further support your sensible weight management goals. They help uplift and elevate your mood. This is why we're talking about them at this show, The Mind, the Body, and the Soul. Goji berries are also called happy berries because they help uplift and elevate your mood. You have some goji berries with ormolite clay, for one, and vitalite clay, which Michael Kim will talk about again with myself. You're opening up your cardiovascular naturally, and you're replenishing it. In this case, with goji berries, the happy berries, the 2 aforementioned clays precipitate that internally from a natural source, the earth. Goji berries are also called happy berries because they help uplift and elevate your mood. According to a study that appeared in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine, the regular consumption of concentrated goji berry extract is linked to improved feelings and overall well-being. Experience the benefits of goji berries. Goji berries are one of Mike Adams' top 5 superfoods picked on the planet of his personal repertoire and choices. They're the single most nutrient-dense food on the planet, and they can even be stored for long-term food preparedness. They rehydrated, then hydrated years later to provide amazing nutritional benefits. Rich in nutrients, goji berries have a wide variety of culinary uses, including in teas, smoothies, and even trail mixes. Add them to muesli for a powerful nutritional boost, or cook them with oatmeal to add a superfood to your breakfast. Nobody tests goji berries as meticulously as the health ranger at his own CWC laboratory, which is where I sent Tourmaline Spring water of my own volition as a completely non-necessitated 4th-party independent test analysis, which passed with flying colors, to put to bed all of the craziness that, no, we don't drink water out of mud puddles. So add organic goji berries to your diet each and every day. Why choose the Health Ranger Select organic goji berries? Almost all goji berries on the market are grown in China, so they have to be very carefully sourced. That was past tense, probably more so present. China's cities and lowland areas are extremely polluted, and the cleanliness of goji berries varies widely from one production area to another. That's soon to be the onset pretty much in any region due to the pollution on this planet everywhere. In an impending new world lots of more concentrated elements can increase the pollution trifold. And the bat of an eye. That's why we've gone to incredible lengths to secure only goji berries grown at high altitudes, such as the Tibetan Plateau, far away from the pollution in the cities, to ensure the cleanliness and high quality of our organic goji berry. Here at the Health Ranger store, we meticulously test numerous lots of goji berries grown in clean Tibetan Plateau areas and reject those that do not meet our strict standards. Every once in a while, we find a very clean harvest. That's why our supplies are strictly limited and extremely difficult for us to keep in stock, especially in the New World, which is following so many traditions from the bad Old World moving forward. That's what we're all trying to change. Stock up now on clean goji berries from pristine Tibetan Plateau areas. Supplies are limited, so hurry and get them while supplies last. Choose ultra clean. Health Ranger stores, organic goji berries through BP Web, sbhsales.vpweb.com. Go to the direct to the manufacturer's link via our core program. It's a value added service as an extension of our wholesale shopping club at CTFO. We have 84 products as of tomorrow when we launch CBDA coffee, CBG, a surprise fourth element to our sampling program. Many categories of products there: nutrition, wellness, pet products, beauty products, skincare products, gummies, CBD, non-CBD, Cellu-V, Derma-V, Extreme Shake, keto programs. Board advised by a team of our medical doctors. You'll hear all of that. Goji berries are incredibly versatile and easy to enjoy. They're rich in nutrients. Goji berries have a sweet and tangy flavor that allows them to be used in a wide variety of culinary applications. In China, goji berries were traditionally cooked with pork, chicken, or vegetables. Since they taste very similar to cranberries, goji berries can be used in a variety of recipes, such as pies, sauces, dips, salsas, and side dishes, meat recipes, soups, rice congees, stir-fry dishes, baked goods, trail mixes, jams, jellies, and desserts. They also take on a nutty flavor when dried. You can boil the berries to make goji berry tea or blend them into smoothies. You can also sprinkle them like raisins on top of your favorite yogurts, oatmeal, salads, cereals, and granola bars. Or you can just eat raw goji berries directly. Enjoy the exotic flavor of goji berries. You can make your own goji jam. The ingredients: 1 cup of Health Ranger Select organic goji berries, 2 tablespoons of organic white chia seeds, the Health Ranger Select Premium Manuka Honey, and GO514 plus 15 plus MPA to test. 2 teaspoons of organic maca root powder, 1/4 cup of freshly squeezed organic orange juice, and 1 to 2 teaspoons of organic orange zest to taste. Directions: soak the goji berries in water for 30 minutes, drain out the water using a colander, place all the ingredients in a food processor, and blend until you get a jam-like consistency. Transfer to a glass jar and keep refrigerated. Enjoy your very own do-it-yourself goji jam. Ultra-clean organic goji berries are finally back in stock. The Health Ranger is thrilled to bring back limited quantities of some of the world's cleanest organic goji berries. Enjoy the full health benefits of ultra-clean, delicious, and nutritious goji berries with Health Ranger Select Organic Goji Berries. Our organic goji berries are sourced from carefully selected growers in the pristine Tibetan Plateau areas to ensure that they are completely non-GMO, vegan, and certified organic. They are also meticulously lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology. Get them now while supplies last. USDA organic, glyphosate-tested, laboratory verified, vegan, GMO guard, national food certified. Nutrient certified. Upgrade your health with out of green goji berries. Sell now through bsls.3pbot.com. Follow the link direct to the manufacturer, the health major fruit store. You get to do so there on sale there at Mike Adams' sale price, $23.95. That's the 12-ounce can. 40-ounce can is $66.95. 40-ounce can two-pack is $133.90, which equates to an 11% off. So they go 17 and 11 and 11, unique to your choices. Don't forget, not a member, when you get there to do so, sign up and earn extra rewards points as we're building deeper discounting on already wholesale marketing prices where applicable to the CTFO. The a la carte offers the in-house manufacturers programs for their respective savings, and you always accrue virtual sales 5025 vouchers for future purchases, and you can go deeper still with the customer rewards and incentive programs, i.e. submit a recipe, you have a voucher for 15% discount for a future purchase. If you want to enter and exchange more fodder, in exchange, questions, answers here at the show, wire your inquiries at the message boards, both at this show and the CTFO Business Show on Anchor and the Broadcom Radio Show Center. That's the best way to keep it all into one nice funnel where I have so many platforms to field. Self-serving, yes, I'm still a sole proprietor as I have been since 1995. But I'm a little bit and the Giants. Going to wrap up the show here today. Thanks for joining us. Always remember that today's sales, Angelic Health, is in the product, CTFO, all of these supplying vendors to Adams, King, Marcus, Nurse, Trina Felder, CTFO, Kevin Missing, all the suppliers that have dealt with, in some cases, decades ago, many of which have been on shows, to check out your private shows. Welcome out to help all animals, their people, plants, and the planet. I want to thank everybody for listening in, those invited that have done so, helping your sales team, your nurturing audience as you build your own teams. Looking forward to seeing you all ambiguously through the meeting tomorrow, vicariously or whatever, virtually. But be there or be square. Wonderful marketing people, those who are invited, everybody's invited. The momentum. See you over at my radio show. Thanks for liking us. Thanks for checking us. Thanks for sharing us. We will exponentially here at the show and the business. Algorithms help us with social media, search engines, as this message will indeed resonate with someone. We have many Google ambassadors. Thank you all. Please pass on the message. Join us. Join this mission. Support the water consciousness movement. Sales Chemical Advocacy Program and the overall communal rejuvenation program that all of these manufacturers can avail for a very unique business opportunity. Bye bye for now.